How's the whole draft process been in the running around, having people notice you, deciding on the Philadelphians? What's it been like? How would you describe it?
Indescribable. You know, it's crazy. You talk to people and you know they try and give you know insight of what's going to happen, and you sort of have a little bit of an idea, but you really never know what's going to go on. You know, it was all out of my hands. You just look for somebody to give you a chance and an opportunity, and you just run with it. You know, you don't get many second chances in life. So I'm really, really grateful for this opportunity and look forward to executing.
And so, describe your day. What did you do today? You're the only guy here.
Right. No, I got in a bit late because I had to go get some visa stuff sorted out, being an international guy. So today we got here and we just had a walkthrough this morning, and then just had a bit of a practice. Nothing too serious. I didn't do a whole lot. Me and Coach Phipp did a little bit of work together, but nothing too crazy with the punting yet.
Do you get the sense that he likes your form, or that he wants to break it down and change a lot of things? Is it too early to know that yet?
No, he's been great. You know, he's been really good. He likes what he sees. He definitely gives me some great coaching. He's changed a couple of things or given me some suggestions that have definitely helped my game so far. And you know, I'd love to work with him for a long time. He's a great coach, and I think we'd work good together.
Any word connection with the other Australian punters who've been gracing the NFL's presence?
Yeah, there's a guy, Alex Donacci, out of Hawaii, who got invited to the mini camp up in New York at the Jets, so that's good for him. And there's a couple of guys that will be coming through, you know, in the following years, so it'll be good to watch out for.
Was it like an icon when some of the older guys, did you follow him intently? Did he get a lot of attention?
I mean, Sav Rocker was, I wore his jersey back home in Australia when he played at Australian football. He was my biggest hero ever, so... You know, when they came over and made the transition to American football, everybody knew about it in Australia, and I guess that was sort of the intriguing point. That's definitely what opened my eye to it, and there's a lot more guys in college now, so it's getting a lot bigger over there, not just at the NFL level, but at the college level also.
Tempo of the game, a blur to you early on in your college days?
It was, you know, especially being in the SEC at LSU, playing against, you know, the best guys every week. It was crazy seeing just the athletes. I'd never seen people like that before, you know, that run so fast and jump, and they're huge, you know. So it was definitely an experience for myself, but, you know, it's all been good.